Arr, grog.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Starter Ship podcast. I'm Matthew Weir, joined by Kerry Warbis, who was doing a bit of Robert-style sleuthing this week. Isn't that right, Kerry?
What? Was I?
Well, Kerry's forgotten that she went to a Murder, She Wrote event.
Oh, God. Yeah. I haven't forgotten that I went to that. I didn't know what you were referring to. Sorry. But yes, it was great. I highly recommend it. It does make me want to watch more Murder, She Wrote, because they're bloody awful, aren't they?
Yeah, she lived in Ireland, didn't she?
Oh, did she? Mm. Yeah, it was good. Very, very, it was a mid-80s one. I didn't realise that she did those for 12 seasons.
Almost as long as Columbo.
Yeah. So it was a mid-80s one. Very, very bad. A hypnotist was involved.
Not a horse hypnotist?
No. Yeah, it was a great evening. Very fun. Recommend. I think he's got a few, you know, he's touring and is at the Edinburgh Fringe doing it and things like that. So do go along if you get the chance. I don't think he's going to Porto, but...
Damn.
You would like it.
I mean, I can't parody what's going on up at Grange Farm anymore with Bartleby. So look, I think... Last week we heard from Bartleby, then we heard from Cranford Crystal, who had a rather gruffer voice than I would have expected him to have, living up at the manor, but there you go. And also a charitable organisation saying that they were exploiting Bartleby and other animals, and that seems to have come full circle and is actually happening in the Archers this week. Well, let's take a little break and we'll cross each other's palms with silver and do whatever happens.
Tell us our futures.
Yes, okay.
Hello and welcome to the Bartleby Experience. Today I'll be telling your fortune. First up, Alastair the Vet. Let me see. I can make out a man in Lycra, bashing him repeatedly in the groin with a peloton. Who's next? Oh, Adam. Oh, my. I can see my mate Ed up a tree with his wife, Emma. They've dropped a chainsaw. Oh, no, you never stood a chance, Adam. But you will make a nice coffee table. Oh, and Shula, long time no see. What does the future hold for you? Hmm. I see an angry mob in red and white shirts, torches ablaze. They're yelling something about heresy. So that's how you get written out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So there is now a Bartleby Experience, or the World of Bartleby. Which one was it? I can't remember. An Audience with Bartleby, I heard at one point as well.
Didn't listen to much of the detail of it. My tweet at 19:14 this evening, as this is a Thursday recording, was in capitals, fucking hell, this is so shite. And it was very popular.
So you're not going for it then? You think it's like a good week and a bad. We have to, seem to have 1 week and then a week off.
No, I'm talking specifically about Bartleby. Yeah, that.
I'm quite into the idea of Bartleby being some kind of mystic and you going up to see him. In fact, I popped up to see him myself. Do you want to hear what happened?
Oh, God. Yes, Matthew, I can't wait.
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick.
That is the lovely goalkeeping Derek Acora, isn't it?
Was he a goalie? I know he was a footballer.
Yeah, he was.
A bunch of friends of mine went to see him live at Bristol Hippodrome years ago. He stood there and tried to get a psychic response from the crowd for about a good 40 minutes and got nothing. And apparently about 40 minutes in, he just said, "Is there a John in the audience?" And still nobody replied. And I don't know what the capacity of Bristol Hippodrome is. It's got to be, it's in the hundreds anyway. It's like three tiers. Eventually, he just found some woman in the front whose daughter had died in a car accident, and he just milked her for an hour.
Oh, God. Also, he should know if there's a John in the audience.
Well, quite.
Shouldn't be a question, Derek.
Yeah, I mean, if he was really psychic, he'd have known that my friend Nick Fear nicked a pair of binoculars from the Hippodrome that night and didn't bring them back. Oh, no, he did bring them back. That was it. He dropped them back in shame the next day.
Oh, crisis of conscience. Yes. Okay. Yeah, but going back to the Bartleby storyline, right, we're supposed to believe that people are going to visit the horse, paying 30 quid to visit the horse. That, just visiting the horse, no, nobody would do that. They certainly wouldn't pay. There's now a booth erected there, which is got Eddie telling fortunes. Now, is Eddie doing Bartleby's voice telling the fortunes, or is Bartleby in the booth?
I'm imagining that Bartleby is in the booth, and from behind a curtain, Eddie is doing the voice.
Great. But also, what's his face? Jules Summerby.
I thought it was Jewel Summerby.
What?
I thought the name was Jewel, like a precious stone.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, they've got 5 million followers, and now this Bartleby thing has got 300,000 likes within half an hour, which is Linda giving observations of the village and a dancing vet.
Which is Alistair, because she got that from Azra, didn't she, Sunday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's not going to be anyone else, is it? I can't imagine it. Yeah, I can't be doing it.
George seems to have imagined this is going to make them into millionaires because they've got a video of the talking horse and now they're having arguments over the creative controls of it. Eddie said, if you don't look after your actors, you'll lose them to another show. I mean, that is quite true, isn't it? Because if you don't look after your actors, they will go to another show.
To Coronation Street.
To Coronation Street, yeah. They might go to multiple shows and eventually your show only has the two last people that were willing to do it. And they might not have any camaraderie on that show and they just keep going and people just stop watching that show.
Yeah, despite not being paid anything either.
Yeah, so Eddie is right about that.
True.
Badger!
Yeah, that is very pertinent.
I like the way Eddie said, "I'm the talent." It got very diva-ish, didn't it, all of a sudden? And then a few days later, George just starts taking a hammer and going on a rampage.
Yeah, I was doing that in my room.
I need to go to the herb garden in Lower Loxley.
I do recommend the herb garden.
I did a very silly mashup of Alistair and Mick getting it on the patron special this week. That did involve me going back to two Fridays ago to listen to the episode of the gluten-free cake. And when Mick took the cake, he said to Kirsty, "Don't tell anyone, it's a surprise for Joy." And something is going on with him, isn't it?
Yeah, because Joy has never mentioned, "Oh, it was lovely, he brought round a cake." For, yeah. Especially if she would definitely tell people that that had happened.
She'd tell everyone.
Yeah. What does this mean? He's a liar, or he's got an eating disorder where he has to eat everything and can't share it.
And he's also fobbed Joy off with two tickets to go and see a new age folk rock band playing at Borchester's premier new venue, the Repulsive Banana.
Why did he not want to go?
He said, have you heard them? Or if you've heard them, you wouldn't want to go.
But it's all right sending joy. And yeah, I mean, is that a nice thing to give tickets, or does he want her out of the way? What's going on there? So he can eat even more of her cakes?
Would you like to go to a New Age folk rock music gig, Kerry?
I think the circumstances would have to be very specific and peculiar for me to do that.
You'd have to really fancy the bloke, is what you mean.
Or be sort of...
high as a kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting into prog territory here. It might be Cloven Hoof playing with support from Badger's Cafe.
Yeah. I mean, I do like live... I'm a fairly broad church in terms of music and live gigs and things, but that is pushing it a bit. Hopefully we'll get to hear them. That'll be a treat.
Did you hear the music that was playing in the background when Denise and Alistair were at Greenacres?
I could hear music, and someone on Twitter said it was from Brief Encounter.
Ah, okay.
But I don't know if they were joking because of the Miranda connection. Could you hear it actually?
I could hear some vaguely classical
pipe
music playing in the background, but I didn't identify it as that.
That was a strange setup, wasn't it? Jim saying, I'll help you with your weird historical game that you were doing in the cafe. And it's apparently can't possibly be solved in an hour or two. You have to stay overnight.
It's going to be like Hellraiser. They're going to accidentally open up a portal to hell, aren't they?
We're in the portal to hell.
It'd be hard to know, really.
This will be the escape portal from hell, won't it? Out of Ambridge.
Quite like Robert and Jim being in the pub for the first time since we've had new Robert and Alistair coming in for a pint. Mm. And I do like this idea that they'd sit there and, you know, work hard over... Robert was very quick to say, I'll make up a guest room.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
He said to Jim earlier about, hey, you know what it is. You get those troublesome B&B customers that send the breakfast back. And I thought, Jim's there thinking, well, I did barricade myself in at Brookfield and do a dirty protest and make loads of post loads of things on social media with Chelsea's help.
Forgot about that. Yeah, he did, didn't he? Oh, actually, though, Jim, do you think he would morally encourage Alistair and Denise to get together when Denise is married like that for an overnighter?
I mean, let's not dress it up. We're into full-blown affair territory here now.
Yeah, I'm not approving of that, and I don't think Jim would encourage it. I think he would be very sort of, I support you both, but that all needs to be sorted out at Denise's end before this, any carryings-ons.
Paul is going to do his nut, isn't he?
Well, rightly so. Just sort out your home life first.
Isn't there a fair bit of proximity between the stables, i.e. Shula's gaff, where Paul is living with Josh and Lily, and Alistair's place? Because didn't Alistair just get invited over for Christmas dinner because they felt sorry for him?
Also, and they're going to this hotel, aren't they, with the amazing pool. That's romantic. And her saying, oh, I love swimming. I swam for the county. Immediately, I was thinking, right, she's going to be rescuing someone from the river soon, and thought maybe it'll be Alice who drunkenly falls in. Why are you mentioning swimming so much?
I can't believe Alistair busted out his risotto line twice in a week as well. But Laura's not giving up, because this is what happened.
I'm not lying about my culinary skills, by the way. My risotto should not be missed.
You'll have to prove it to me next time.
A risotto?
I love risotto. Hello, Laura.
She was under the sofa.
But the two voices there. Much prefer Laura. Good hearing them next to each other.
The Laura fan club. I think hopefully there is one more moment where Laura comes back as the captain of the cricket team.
Yeah. Have you also noticed, anyway, what I was trying to say is about the hotel. Is it's not going to be that far away, I doubt. Will they not maybe be seen there?
Maybe they're checking into Grey Gables.
Oh, God.
Is this all right, Roy? If
That's clever.
Roy would be down with it, wouldn't he?
Oh, yes, her horrible laugh. It's getting worse and worse and more pronounced.
It's a bit witchy, isn't it?
Can you lift out a little bit of her laughing and sort of put it on a strange loop?
No.
Oh, go on, because it'll be awful and it'll prove that it's awful.
I'll think about it, Kerry.
Okay. Yeah, if you have time in your busy schedule, please make that for me.
I mean, we had this kind of weird thing where Robert had taken Monty in to have his his paws clipped. And at the end, I mean, the way the Archers is going recently and my expectation of the fact that anything could happen, when he said, say thank you, Monty, I fully expected Monty to go, thank you. And I wouldn't have batted an eyelid, to be honest.
No. Same with the sow and piglets running across the lawn. I thought they were going to have a chat with Mick. They kept mentioning Rex is away and Rex's dad is ill, didn't they?
Dodgy ticker, apparently. Mm-hmm. Azra's there going, hey, yeah, well, I don't know about Ambridge, but have you seen what Darrington are like? Bunch of freaks. They got their own village fete. They got a Christmas show. Mick's there just like going, no, stop. Yeah.
I loved that. She was saying, oh, I don't want to get involved in any community events. No, thanks.
This would basically be you moving to my dad's village, wouldn't it? Yeah. Kerry, would you like to come on the Swan Trail? F*** off.
She said, I couldn't think of anything worse. Brilliant. I really hope it isn't compulsory. And she sort of went, so much dancing in one village. Yes, it is bizarre, isn't it, Azra? This is all making us warm to her.
Linda said, I'm surprised Ada didn't tell you more about the village. Or something like, what? The way you press ganged him into putting on a dress and reading palms at the village fete a couple of years back. No, he probably didn't tell anyone that.
And how you didn't allow him to sing in the shower. That's nice as well. Azra was a bit odd when they'd done the treetop walk or they were in the middle of it and she said, oh, I love it, the fresh air here. It's so close to the trees. It's a treetop fucking walk. You can't be much closer to the trees. You're in the trees.
So Azra, she's come to stir things up by the sounds of it. Hopefully she doesn't go full invasion of the body snatchers and just assimilate. Because Joy said to her, before you know it, you'll be baking up something for the flower and produce show. Or something. And she was like, I really don't think so.
Yeah. Good.
The other thing we have to kind of talk about is Alice.
Yes, that is a thing that we need to talk about. I was imagining, well, she's lying, isn't she? Monday we heard Jakob banging on the door. Took her a long time to answer. Bit of an emergency because she sent Kate to pick Martha up but hadn't told the nursery. And, you know, you have to do that. Protocol is there must be permission for certain people to pick up children for obvious reasons. And Alice had called in sick, hadn't she, with Lillian. She wasn't answering her phone. Well, we soon found out why, because she couldn't find it. And it was interesting that Jakob had tried Chris as, or someone had, Kate maybe, had rung Chris. And she went, does Chris know that this has all gone to shit?
No. And then Alice said, good.
Yeah.
Jakob's taken, why obvious. Is that good? You can't lie like that in a small community. Mm. You just can't. You will get busted.
Yeah, and then she slipped up saying she had been at the stables earlier. And Jakob went, Lillian's literally told me that you rang in sick today and you haven't been there.
I had a mate that lived in Devizes and they used to work in a shop and they ended up renting an apartment above the shop and they phoned in sick once and then went out during the day.
And the up and down. Floor in front was just of
like, I've literally just seen you walking out down the road after telling me you're bedridden.
Oh dear, not too smart. Jakob's no. Very, very concerned. He spotted the phone and a wine bottle hidden behind a cushion. And she's like, oh, it was only one. And it's like, yeah, one bottle. And it was enough to make you forget your child.
And the bottle behind the cushion, banging move, isn't it? Do you think she does that after she wakes up on the sofa, sees it and just tries to hide it very quickly?
Probably.
I haven't got the mental dexterity to go through this storyline again. I just haven't. No, I'm sorry. No. I know no. People relapse, but I think we might just actually have to ignore it each week.
Shall we? That'll be nice.
Even if it's front and center.
But what if, yeah, we can't just talk about I want to ignore Bartleby storylines. You want to ignore the Alice storyline. So what have we got left?
Chelsea in the tea room?
Yeah. Oh, what I didn't like, actually, just before we move on from the thing that we're going to ignore, that she's made Jacob sort of say that he's not going to tell Kate about what's going on. He's not happy or comfortable about that, but she's manipulated him into doing so because she doesn't want to risk Chris knowing.
Well, something is going to kick off on Friday's episode, isn't it? So we'll have to wait and see what that is. We'll pop back in and do a little filler for that.
Yeah.
Because it does sound pretty big.
Pub quiz.
Tragedy for some family or something like that, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't looked at what the episode says.
One family faced devastation.
Is that because Team Aldridge loses the pub quiz?
Yeah, Miranda loses it. Lillian grabs the yard glass of ale and smashes it over Miranda's head.
Yeah, we'll find out what happens there. That'll be mildly interesting, hopefully.
All right, let's have a little break and then we'll come back and talk about what remains.
Coming soon at the Bart of the Experience, Rosie versus Food. That's right, villagers. Our favourite Brookfield bouncer is going to pit her wits against your dips and bits. The proud owner of the platter that finally stops the Rickyard roller coaster in her tracks wins an evening not having to barn dance at Brookfield with David. Event due to run from May the 8th until 21st of June. Or until all food has run out.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What does remain? Chelsea in the tea room.
South African banana bread.
Sounds repulsive.
Taylor Swift and fleeces.
Chelsea pretty much stands at Robert's table just going for about 5 minutes until he buggers off.
Yeah, finish with that cup. I'm going to tidy it away now. Oh, it's busy in here. Really could do with this table. Goodbye.
She said to Emma, I've just demonstrated how to deal with a single cup table hogger. And Emma went, I don't think I'm going to like this, am I?
Yeah, I know. And then she argued with Emma about her concerns regarding the approach. This is like the first day on a job that you're doing. Why are you rowing with your boss?
She's opted for the tea room over the bull because working with family is too difficult. Helpfully, Emma said, we're cousins, Chelsea, which has saved me 50 minutes of trying to figure out how they're related. Which, thanks for that, Emma. Well, Jim kind of takes it upon himself to do a little reconnaissance to go in. I went in there and everything was absolutely fine. No one kicked me out. And the ambience with one pot of tea was absolutely fine. And then Robert went, was Chelsea there? And he went, no.
Yes.
had she been there.
That's not a scientific test.
No.
She's only interested in the cash so she can set up her own hair business. That's her ambition. That was mentioned. Oh, Will has done the fleeces and T-shirts, hasn't he? Because Chelsea forced Emma to open the package. And it's got this the silly name on it that Emma's going to have to break it to him. That's not what we're called. Ultimate arboriculture.
Will's just lost the plot now. He's refereeing between George and Eddie tonight. Eddie said, I've got copyright on Bartleby's voice.
Oh, God.
Bartleby hasn't told me this. And he went, Bartleby can't talk.
Oh, fucking hell.
And Will's there going, listen, we're family.
Oh, God, I know. Yes. Yes, you are. Absolute family of c***s.
So you wouldn't be going up to the Bartleby Experience to cross their palms with silver then, Kerry?
No.
I'm trying to imagine a fortune-telling booth in the middle of the field. Where's Oliver when all this is happening? Isn't he there just going, this is bloody ridiculous.
Yeah, and who owns Bartleby?
Well, it was Joe's, wasn't it? So I think it, by definition, it gets passed on to Eddie.
That's annoying. I thought it was somebody else's who'd come along and go, no, you can't do that. Oh, and actually, Denise did say, as you mentioned right at the start, this is actually quite cruel to do to an ancient nag.
Well, Crackademic Archers mentioned it themselves on their ad last week.
Mm-hmm. What I really hope is that Bartleby drops dead very soon, puts an end to this.
Didn't someone say at some point they're stressing him out?
Okay. Hopefully it'll be caught on their social media, the death.
Either that or he's just going to flip and just start eating people's faces like that chimp did in America.
Oh, that'll be good. Eddie's first, please. Whilst Eddie's doing the voice.
I just imagine Will going, Bartleby, no! Yeah. As he starts like chomping down on people's heads.
Oh, this man's face is so delicious. This is actually his own face being chewed off.
That would be dedication to his craft if he actually continued to do the voice as he's being eaten. Yeah. Ooh, there go my knackers.
No, that doesn't work because that's Bartleby talking. Bartleby's not eating his own knackers.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, I know, I can tell.
We need Cranford Crystal in here to sort things out.
Need something.
Well, I tell you what, let's have a little breather from that because I think it's kind of exhausted our frontal and backal lobes.
Friday.
So, Kerry, inevitable, depressing, and we said we were going to ignore it. But we'll talk about it just this once. Alice got smashed at the quiz night. No, hang on. George didn't get his chips.
Yes, and was clicking his fingers at the waiter. And why is he spending lots of money when he hasn't actually received any money yet? I wouldn't imagine from the silly Bartleby channel stuff.
No, this is the cash in hand he got that he split 50-50 with Eddie. That Will made him, Eddie, share, didn't he?
Yeah, but how much is that?
Well, it was about 150 quid, so he's got 75 quid, and he's taken them to Grey Gables with that.
God, as if you'd do that.
Well, Will said, take your mum somewhere nice for dinner, but then that turned into him taking Will as well, who'd made the suggestion. Yes. 75 quid isn't going to get you very far.
For three people, no. No. And he thought that there was a set menu and said you can have two courses.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just order off the pre-theatre. There ain't no theatre around here, George. Unless you count the stuff that Linda fucking churns out once a year.
And then ordering a chicken breast. I mean, good heavens.
Well, that was a concession, wasn't it, on Will's part? Because he wanted something else to start with.
There was partridge was his second option, wasn't it? Partridge crown? The first, was it venison? Or so?
Emma looked on the menu and it was a bit dear.
And look at the price of that cheese board. It's like less than half the price at the tea room. Of course it fucking is. It's a tea room.
Yeah, you're paying for the ambiance, aren't you, as Linda might say.
Yes.
But yeah, it was all a bit strange, wasn't it, that evening? Halfway through the evening, Will went, "So did you like the orange fleeces then?"
Yeah. George didn't give feedback on the fleeces, did he?
I don't think he's seen them.
Oh, has he not? He'd be laughing.
Chelsea's seen them. And I think Emma's probably just chucked them in the wood burner by now. She just doesn't have the heart to tell him.
Yeah, she said, I did message you thanking you for them. That's as far as she'll go. She was going to tell him, wasn't she, that that's not what they're going to... Oh, she said it's a bit of a mouthful, the title.
Yeah, when our merch does land, it won't be orange, I don't think.
No,
I think the choices, the colour choices you're going to get of like fabric choice is just going to be black or green, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In one venue, child George was embarrassing his parents. And then in the other venue, a child was embarrassing her parent.
Yeah, do you know what part of the body the cruciate ligament is in, Kerry?
Foot.
Normally when you do your cruciate, isn't it kind of in the leg?
Oh, am I thinking metatarsal?
You're thinking metatarsal.
Because they're both football frequent, aren't they, those two?
Cruciate is over the knee, isn't it? And what's longer, a nautical mile or a mile?
Nautical.
Or this week in the archers.
Yes. This was a nautical week. Brian kind of, he was embarrassed, so he was quite calm in the pub until when they got home. Instead of being cross with Alice, he took it all out on poor Jakob. He lost the plot, Brian, off his rocker.
Yeah, I think he'll have to, I think Jakob was going to open up a little vet's kit and went, "I'm just going to give you something to relax, Brian." Okay. But it did take him a while to catch on. He was like, "Wait, hang on, what am I missing here?" And he's like,
"Yeah." And then Jakob sort of, "Let me describe the whole episode to you both." Felt a bit like that, didn't it? I don't think it's fair to take it out on Jakob, obviously. I do think that Jakob should have told Kate, though. And I know it's because Alice was manipulative.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Martha thing. Anything else, he would have told her. It was just the thought of, you know, I thought even they would have seen at that moment, she kind of laid it on that she was going to lose her daughter.
But by the very same token, if nothing is said, Martha could well be in danger.
Yeah.
In peril.
It seems quite out of character for Jakob, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And Kate's not best pleased, is she?
No.
And what else did Brian say? Oh, it makes me wonder what other secrets you're keeping from Kate. What a c***y thing to say.
Yeah.
Absolutely appalling in the pub, wasn't she? Very cringy as a listener. What type of crisp Miranda is and shouting out the answers to the quiz. Lillian also didn't really seem to twig properly.
No, I guess she's got her hands full on Mike, hasn't she? But then it's... Then when she came over to the table, Alice is like, "Come on, Lillian, just let us have the one. I said, boring, we won't have any fun." She was like, "Oh, I think I see now."
Right, yes, I understand. I did think there'd be a bit more of something. Like, you know, Jakob at one point said, "I'll look after her or I'll take her home." And I think people were wondering whether he would come a cropper in a car with her or somehow.
Yeah, or she'd kind of veer out into the road and a tractor would come past.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter said, "Why don't you just film her behaviour and show her it back when she's sober? Because she'll have no real memory probably of how embarrassing and uncomfortable it all was." I'm not sure that's an approved tactic.
Wosey Hamish said, "Just film her and show it to her when she's sober."
That's it. Yeah.
And you've celebrated by showing off a bottle of cherry brandy and ET with a machine gun, I see, Kerry.
It's how I like to celebrate these things.
More of that later in the in the section where we talk about our listeners. So, yeah, we've had to give it its flowers. It happened tonight. Quite where it goes from here, I don't know. I mean, the Bull being a pub in a very small community, I think it's almost fantasy that Chris doesn't find out.
Yeah, and he needs to know, I think. You know, if she's looking after Martha half the time, Chris should be made aware.
I think we need a kind of a typical Archer's red herring, where he comes up and like, Alice, I heard about the bull on Friday night, and how can you not know how many time zones there are in Russia?
Yes. Before he said that, she's going, I only had 5 bottles of vodka. What are you talking about? No, I didn't mean that. I meant about the quiz.
It all got a bit Star Wars as well, didn't they? Because they were like, you're going to disturb the balance of the Force, Alice.
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
They're obsessed, aren't they?
Well, and they got the day wrong. It's May the 4th tomorrow.
Yeah. We've got Maypole dancing to look forward to over the weekend.
Get Alice on that. She's got a load of energy, just dying to be exercised.
Exorcised, yes. Yeah. Of the spirits.
She'll run a nautical mile around the Maypole and do a cruciate ligament.
The quiz was quite shit, I thought. Very, very sort of boring questions. I thought they could at least have asked, you know, who are the gills? What's the special ingredient in the quiches? That kind of thing.
Yeah. When is Laura coming back?
Yeah. Why is Harry? Are the scriptwriters on crack?
Well, I think we all know the answer. I mean, yeah. Bartleby spotted Nick Warburton eating one of Fallon's quiches a couple of weeks ago when he was writing, didn't he? All right, Kerry. Well, listen, there's our little Friday filler. We're going to take a little breather, and then you'll hear us talking yesterday. That's quite mind-melting, about our listenership and what they had to say to us and about all things in general.
Have a lovely week. We might see you for a midweeker in a few days.
We might, yeah. Although we've just covered Friday, but I'm sure there's a few things Kerry wants to pick up on.
Yes, I've got a few quiz questions for you, Mr. Weir.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm still waiting for myth or moth. Or moth or myth.
Yeah, I might get that together over the bank holiday weekend. We've got a 3-day weekend here, Matthew.
Oh, well, there you go. We can definitely do one then, can't we?
Tea, no sugar, please.
Have you come a long way to be here?
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Nope. And literally everyone in the Archer's Reddit community saw it.
Oh dear God, look at the poor ferrets.
Every year, literally about 10 ferrets are forced to attend conferences against their will. We here at the Crackademic Archers Charitable Institute for Massively Overthinking Things from an Agricultural Radio Soap Opera want that to stop. With your help, no more ferrets will have to go through this experience. You can help today by giving a loving home to one of these ferrets and help them live a carefree life. They deserve it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do that by going to www./thecidershed. You'll get our midweek specials, of which there was one this week where we paid tribute to Laura, and Mick and Alistair got it on, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bartleby went a bit drum and bass at the beginning as well, with a little bit of help from the Factotron. So just to say thanks to some people that signed up this week, 4 new patrons this week, Kerry.
Lovely.
Thank you so much. So first of all, thanks to Susan Craven. Badger!
Susan Craven is in the house. And by house, I mean Cidershed Patreon.
The Badgers salute you, Susan.
Thanks so much, Susan. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for coming on board. Really appreciate it.
And are you related to John Craven?
I think Susan's probably had to answer that question all her life, Kerry.
Yeah, don't care. I'd still want to know.
Okay, all right. Next up, Jennifer Middleton.
A big warm cider shed welcome to Jennifer Middleton. Thanks for being here with us. We're honored to have your support.
Jennifer, my badger queen. Badger!
Cheers, Jennifer. Much appreciated. Got any questions you want for Jennifer, Kerry?
Middleton.
Kate
Middleton, yeah. Are you related to... No, I know someone called Linda Middleton, who was mayor of Leeds at one point. I was going to ask about that. But yeah, Kate then. All right.
Okay, let's keep it going. Yeah, cheers, Jennifer. Let us know. Vivian North. Badger!
Yo, Vivian North. Thank you for becoming a Cider Shed patron. Get on in here. Pull up a chair.
Don't fear the badger.
Now, if you're comfortable... We can begin. We can begin.
Badger o'clock in the house.
Cheers, Vivian. Much appreciated. Kerry, any family questions for Vivian?
Who I know that's something North. Oliver North. He was a famous... Wasn't he something to do with America?
I think he might... Oh, God, I'm going to get this wrong. Wasn't he involved in that really kind of weird thing where they went into Nicaragua and tried to remove...
Is that in South America, Matthew?
Central America, isn't it?
Okay, so you got that wrong.
The Iran-Contra affair.
Yeah.
But that was involving Nicaragua, wasn't it?
His face was everywhere at one point, wasn't it?
So, yeah, Vivian, are you related to Oliver North? And finally, joining this week so far, Sarah Best.
Hey there, Sarah Best. Welcome. Come on into the Cider Shed Patreon. Thanks so much for supporting us. Are you ready to show us your moves?
Let's get this badger started.
Badger!
Thank you, Sarah.
George Best's niece.
It's lazy, that one, Kerry.
Go on, then. Do better.
No, I can't.
Oh, there you go. I used to have a manager called Sarah Best. Makes lovely clothes. I don't think it's this one.
No? You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Well, we had some lovely comments on Patreon as well. I'm just going to go through them. Liam said, Kerry, a fellow Supertramp fan, an underrated and underappreciated band.
Thank you, Liam.
To which I replied, logical.
What do you think of Supertramp?
Badger!
Jules said... Good of you to take the long way home to help out your Uber driver, Matthew. Yeah, poor old Carlos. It's forbidden. Angela Radice said, I went to a Supertramp concert and was very impressed. They use dry ice as a special effect. Crisis? What crisis?
God, I would have loved to have seen them. Are they still alive?
The lead singer still tours, yeah.
Gosh.
Jessa North said, rapper Picky T having some trouble in a Chicago cracker den. It's why I'm here, folks. To which I replied, N.W. Way. She wrote back, you're giving me a Grandmaster hot flash.
Hey.
Rod said, The Archers now starting at 11 a.m. on a Sunday is working perfectly, just enough time to listen to the Cider Shed after Broadcasting House finishes.
There you go. It's actually our influence that has made this happen.
Yeah, I said we had a word. Ian Roberts said, the bridge stroke pole dancing comment brought back an early teenage memory of going to a bridge club with my dad. The club was on the first floor and we walked past a stripper performing in the ground floor room. Seminal moment.
Seminal.
Oh God, Kerry.
Come on. You know, when they're there in front of you, you've got to...
Lynn Bird said, you deserve all the money for Bartleby the horse coming out with Sherwood Forest cosplay sex. And Mims Dawson Riley said, I'm not known for having a selective taste in sexual partners, particularly in my 20s, but something about Harry's voice makes me feel like sealing up and going gentleless a la Barbie.
Yes.
She said, in contrast, Cranford Crystal's voice on the ad was fit, which is really damning for Harry. AI is hotter.
Hey there, Mims. Cranford Crystal here. Perhaps you should drop by Lara Moxley on your way home. That is, if you're up for a stable relationship.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, Mims, but...
That's you, isn't it, Matthew?
It's me.
Whoa.
With a filter. But yeah, it's me kind of going a bit EastEnders. In relation to the Patreon episode, Katie Pierce just wrote, it's badger time!
Badger time.
Kate said, of course Alistair isn't attracted to the clearly gorgeous Laura. His jam is dull women. Shula, Denise, he definitely has a type. Cherry Lip said, Mick and Ali Stair, such animals. Yeah, they were getting it on to Def Leppard, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
On our Facebook group, which is the Cider Shed podcast, you can join up there just by answering a very, very, almost mind-numbingly easy question. We had a bit of feedback. Matthew Hill sent me a picture of a badger on a tractor with the words "fuck" written on it, which I believe has been AI generated. And he says, where's the Cider Shed merch? I accidentally listened to a different Archers pod, a terrible algorithmic mistake. I won't repeat that. Well, they were selling merch like Eddie flogging mistletoe at World of Christmas. I guess your followers would want to buy some Cider Shed shit. Well, as you put it like that. Yeah, it's in the pipeline, isn't it, Kerry?
It is.
We're working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on the Facebook group, Donna Malone said, oh my God, I couldn't care less about whether Alistair and Denise are finally going to shag or not. Rob pointed out that they said, you're going to make this hard for me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mark Kirkham, with a bit of cricket chat, pains me to admit it, but I really miss the single wicket. Sod this T20 nonsense. Quite like T20, to be honest. Nina said, oh my days, listening to Denise slurping that wine like a sommelier with tonsillitis has made me feel rather queasy.
Oh.
She sounded like she was snorting it. What with Denise and Alice sound effects with the wine and sniffing Harry, are the sound effects people okay?
Oh yeah, it was horrible, wasn't it? And she went, this wine is delicious. I don't like her at all. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Very, very irritating. Bad acting as well. So there, I said it.
David thinks that... some foreshadowing here. He said, strange Snell warning about pig behaviour just as Joy goes AWOL. Either saving the day rounding up or she's come a trotter cropper.
There was a bit of a portentous, oh, you mustn't go near a sow with her piglets because they can be really vicious type chat, wasn't there?
An entire family is facing devastation, Kerry.
At the hands or trotters of a pig.
Right, Kerry, you're going to need your WhatsApp open for this because now we're going to go into the badger sack.
Let's have a look in the badger sack.
Right, get ready to get badgered, Kerry. Oh, there's yeah. Some absolute bangers in here. Well, first of all, Louise Polly said, today we took a deviation to take this village chitage shout. Badger!
So this is a road sign. A country type road sign on sort of a white fence. Badger's Mount.
Yeah, I think someone else sent us a little Badger's Mount thing as well.
Oh, I like that you did a detour and shouted Badger.
John Featenby spotted this place in, I believe this is a bar in Inverness.
Oh yeah, in Inverness they've cashed in their Archer's money and moved into hospitality. Jimmy Badger's is the name of the bar.
Laura Rachel let us know that this happened in Wolverhampton.
So she, Laura's just put badger with an exclamation mark. And the article she shared is, shoppers have spoken of their surprise after a badger was spotted window shopping in Wolverhampton's Manda Centre.
I love it. Look at him. Not a bother on him, yeah, this badger. He's just...
yeah, he's got quite a sturdy stride on him by the looks of things.
Now, I don't know what the gig... Mick has got tickets for is, but Rachel Kennedy sent us this, which I believe is happening in Ludlow.
This is not made up. It's happening up the road from me, she says quite nervously. The Badger Cavalry. So it's like a really sort of purposefully badly cut and paste, literally by the looks of it, with scissors and paper, of a cavalryman with like one of those shiny hats with a sort of tassel on the top and a sword riding astride a massive badger. Sets and slugs and brock and roll.
At the Three Tuns, it's a pre-Ludlow Fringe gig in the conservatory bar of the Three Tuns on the 26th of May.
Shall we all go?
I did comment, are we all going?
Yes.
They're all fantastic, but this was my particular favourite from Sue Schoen, who sent me this fetching handbag. Kerry, have a look.
Yes. I've been as caught up in the whole badger thing as the next Cider Shed visitor, been seeing references to them everywhere, but somehow missed this most badgery of badger things, my purse. So it's her own purse. I fear we're being groomed for something and I don't like it. What an amazing purse.
The eyes do follow you around the room.
Yeah.
So thanks for everyone getting in touch on the Facebook group. It's mm-hmm. been great. And I think that we're going to have a monthly badger drop. It might have to be fortnightly on Instagram, because we have an Instagram page, which is at the Cider Shed Pod. And there I post like the badger drops there. Kerry is always on Twitter, typing in all caps about the Archers. And that's the same handle as our Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, at the Cider Shed Pod. And on Blue Sky 2, which is at the cidershedpod.bsky.social.
Kerry, another thing that does pop up on our Instagram from time to time are when people leave us a lovely review. Anything to tell me there?
Oh, yeah, we've got a review. Yes, we do have a new 5-star review. The headline is Perfect Saturdays, and it's from Drago Mount Fitchett. And they have said, where would I be without my Saturday Archers fix, courtesy of Matthew and Kerry? It's magnificent once again. I urge you all to become Patreons and revel in this podcast early and ad-free.
Oh, thank you, Drago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they really help us, those reviews. So the simplest thing can really give us a leg up there.
So last night I met up with one of our Cider Shed Pod listeners, Courtney. And Courtney's going to write us a 5-star review, Matthew. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. He's had it brewing for a while. So, yeah.
That sounds slightly threatening.
But hasn't got round to posting it. So he promised that he would. But also had such a laugh with him. Met up in a pub in London, The Folly, near London Bridge. And got on like a house on fire. He's a very good raconteur, hilarious stories. But he gave me two presents, right? One of which was a beautiful bottle of cherry brandy liqueur. Gorgeous.
Is that now under a cushion on the sofa, Kay?
It is unopened, Matthew. I have it here. I'm looking at it. But the other gift, which is even more personalised, is like Courtney, he's quite a fan of Lego. And so he said, oh, there's something else in that bag. So I reached into the bottle bag. At the bottom, there's a little package. And inside it is E.T. holding a machine gun. My little friend.
Oh, for most people will know by now, but because I did actually put it on the main episode, but yeah, we did a thing called Film Morbis where Kerry had to guess what lines from classic 80s movies were, and Courtney was one of the first ones to send it in. This is on the Patreon. And it was "Say hello to my little friend," which is a pretty seminal line from an 80s movie. And Kerry guessed it was from E.T.
Because he's little and a friend. But yes, so what a precious, precious gift that is. I've taken photos and hopefully I'll put it on Sideshed Twitter. And maybe it will appear on Instagram as well. But yeah, what thoughtful gifts. Thank you so much. And he even wants to meet me again. So I think it went.
Thank you on behalf of Kerry, Courtney, for your hospitality.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, anyone wants to come to Porto and give me booze and Lego toys? You're free. I've got a spare room most of the time. Got a full house at the moment. Steve Malone got in touch. He said, never heard of picky tees. Sounds like a finicky flirt. We just call them nibbles. absolutely loved your ad for the Crackademic Archers Charitable Institute of Massively Overthinking Things from an Agricultural Radio Soap, in brackets, Khaki Motors. Genius for the weekend that's in it. In it, do they accept repulsive bananas? That's convinced me to finally make the minimal effort and subscribe to your Patreon. Look forward to all the bonus episodes. Aww. P.S. As I listen via Pocket Cast, I can't leave a review. Is there a way to do so elsewhere that bumps up your metrics without me having to buy an iPhone or subscribe to some service? Ta muchly. And then he's just written underneath Quackademic. Yeah, I was kind of thinking of a Quackademic Archers thing, but I couldn't quite come up with it. Lovely words there, Steve. Thanks. I don't know if they accept repulsive bananas. Some people do.
Yes. Often people do ask about how to put reviews on if they've got an Android phone, or in this instance they use a different podcast provider. To be honest, we're clueless.
Courtney did actually put a poll up for Picky Tea on the Facebook saying, let's sell this once and for all. Picky Tea got 41% of the vote.
Meaning people like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dips and Bits got 1% of the vote. I did say that under pressure. I added one that said none of the above that got 50% of the vote.
Yeah, that was just to take it away from Picky Tea though, wasn't it?
What, are you calling me the Reform Party here, Kerry?
Yeah.
Bits and Pieces got 4% of the vote. And Snack Plate got 2% of the vote. I'm sure there is something else that I would have called it before. I honestly believe I only heard the words Picky Tea in the last 12 months. I'd never heard it before. I really don't like it. But I actually went in on it so hard, I had to edit out a lot of the stuff that I said last week. Leslie Hughes did actually chime in and said, I use grazing platter instead of Picky Tea, as it confers some sophistication upon the Scotch egg, upon Scotch egg sausage roll, cured meats and salad combo.
What's it? Yeah.
Oh, Kerry, anything else to add?
Yeah, can you please, like, the character in Robin Hood, the Sheriff of...
The Sheriff of?
Yeah, say it, finish the title.
Nottingham.
All right, okay. Courtney was saying that how you said Nottingham was a bit weird, but I couldn't remember that you said it in a funny way, so I was just testing, and you seemed to say it in a normal way then, so...
Nottingham?
Yeah.
Don't know.
No, I didn't either. I wanted to hear you sort of going.
I'm absolutely delighted that you're getting showered with gifts while he's slagging off my pronunciation.
It's because he's from Nottingham, you see. So.
Okay. Jeremy has been in touch on the Cider Shed podcast email, which is hello@thecidershed. We should have a jingle for this when we get an email. He has said, hello, cider people. Alice's sponsor person before was played by North by Northamptonshire's author, Catherine Jakeways. She was interviewed on The Wireless a couple of months ago, saying she wanted Alice to fall off the wagon so she'd get another bit of acting work from Radio 4. Will she be back? And was she called Lisa? She is called Lisa, isn't she? Her buddy. I thought Jakob was magnificent this evening. He could see Alice wasn't telling the truth. Not because of autism-related superpower stereotypes, but because of the empty wine bottle behind the cushion. Take that, stereotypicals. But it will end in doom. The tea room yawn-along of enthusiastic new generation Chelsea and new Robert clashing was both a welcome counterpoint and completely annoying at the same time. So the scriptwriters did partially well, which is all we can hope for nowadays. All love. Jeremy, kiss.
Oh, that's nice. More emails.
Yes, hello@thecidershed.com. Email us. We will read them. All right, Kerry, well, we're going to do something to cover the devastation of Friday, whatever that may be. But I'm going to go and be a good host for a little bit.
Lovely.
And having been a good host to all you listeners, I now bid you farewell.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello.